Good morning, and welcome to your science briefing for Saturday, August 15th, 2026. I'm glad you're with us. There's a lot of ground to cover today, from ancient wheat pests to whales making a comeback in the South Atlantic, so let's get right into it. We start in the fields, with a genuine research triumph 5 decades in the making. Scientists at the University of Maryland have finally cloned the gene responsible for wheat's resistance to the Hessian fly, a pest that has plagued grain farmers for generations. This search literally began 50 years ago, and it matters because the fly is a shapeshifter. It typically evolves past resistant wheat varieties within just 8 to 10 years. Now that researchers understand the actual protein interaction driving resistance, they have a real shot at breeding wheat that stays a step ahead of the insect, rather than constantly playing catch-up. Speaking of clever biological engineering, Cornell researchers have unveiled a bacterium that does double duty. It captures carbon dioxide while simultaneously helping recover critical battery metals through a sped-up bioleaching process. What's remarkable here is the temperature. This happens at room temperature, compared to the blast furnace conditions of over 1,000 degrees Celsius needed for conventional smelting. That's a huge deal for the electric vehicle supply chain, which is increasingly squeezed by declining ore quality, and it's a nice twofer for the climate, too. On the health front, there's a fascinating discovery out of Cambridge about the GLP-1 receptor and weight loss. It turns out this receptor works in almost contradictory ways, depending on where it's activated in the brain. Switching it on in the brainstem curbs appetite, while blocking it in the hypothalamus removes what researchers call a fullness break. That actually explains a puzzle in the drug world: why medications like Mounjaro and Zepbound, which activate this receptor, and MariTide, which blocks it, can both drive weight loss. Scientists now think pairing GIP-targeted drugs with existing GLP-1 medications like Wegovy and Ozempic could produce even stronger results. Meanwhile, at the cellular level, researchers are rewriting some basic biology textbooks. New findings show cells organize themselves not just through familiar membrane-bound structures like the nucleus or mitochondria, but through so-called biomolecular condensates, phase-separated compartments with no membrane at all. These appear to follow universal organizational rules across all forms of life, suggesting we've been missing a whole layer of cellular architecture. And in nutrition science, a Virginia Tech team led by Sarah Lessard found that a ketogenic diet actually helps people with high blood sugar get more benefit from exercise by normalizing glucose and boosting muscle oxygen use. In their study, mice on the diet normalized blood sugar within just a week. Turning to the skies and seas, NASA's administrator says he's extremely confident Artemis 3, the mission set to return astronauts to the lunar surface, will still launch in 2027. Even though it requires 3 separate rocket launches to pull off. And in a big win for the space industry, Orlando-based Hodlum Corporation has landed a NASA technology contract through the SPOOFSIVE program, potentially worth up to $40 billion. Out in the ocean, there's genuinely uplifting news. Blue and fin whales are slowly returning to the Southeast Atlantic off southern Africa, decades after industrial whaling nearly wiped them out. Researcher Bridget James found that 95% of recorded sightings have happened since 2012 alone, a hopeful, if fragile, sign of recovery. We'll close with a reminder that Hawaii's Big Island is bracing for its first hurricane landfall since 1992, as Tropical Storm Lala strengthens with torrential rain and dangerous surf on the way. Stay safe out there. That's your science briefing for today. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.